This is 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Steve Seal, broadcasting live here from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, the beginning of our day two of our big road trip down here to bring the best of South by Southwest to you. And man, let me tell you, if the people who aren't here right now had any idea what they're about to miss, I'll tell you what, because I think we have one of the absolute treats of the entire thing going on. I am convinced of this. We've got a treat here for you. That's a word that can be thrown around, but I really mean it. My first live guest today, this morning, hail from Brooklyn, but their sound is just about as international as it gets. Crossing borders from the first to the third world as well. You'd call them Afrobeat, but that would only be telling a very small part of the story, and we're going to let the music speak for itself. It is rhythmic, it is kick-butt universal music, and the band this morning is Antibalas. Please welcome them to South by Southwest and The Current. We'll be right back.
can hear you. One more time. Everybody. Oh, yeah. Imagine Lika by Lika in the sky. Take a coin from your hand. I make it disappear. How it done?
Make magic.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Where coin they go?
Abracadabra.
Up my sleep, my yashiro.
Abracadabra.
You make magic.
Ah.
Everybody, you make magic.
Ah.
Ha ha ha. A Shazam say to empty sack, snake come crawling out. How it done?
Make magic.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
That make a monster from Sandu.
Abracadabra.
Oh yeah, I make you see what it's not there.
Abracadabra.
And make you sing. Ah. Everybody, ah. One more time, everybody!
Ah.
Let's hear the true magician.
Ah.
Listen to his magic words, make you walk and sleep. How it done?
He make magic.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Keep you in his magic trance. Oh.
Abracadabra.
I make you jump and shake with fear, 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 fear. Let go. la la la
la
la
la
la.
Anibalas, ladies and gentlemen, live from South by Southwest. Anibalas, live on 89.3 The Current. It was astounding. That was wonderful. Thank you so, so much, folks. We're going to get more from you guys musically here in just a moment. But did want to talk, actually, to Martine here in just a moment, as soon as you guys can get rearranged. Maybe, Martine, if you could just... Do you have a vocal mic up there maybe that you could use? And I could just talk to you from that, actually. Find your way over to a vocal mic, if you can. Will that one work?
Yeah, this will work.
Try that one.
Check.
There we go. There we go. Cool. So, man, that was amazing. Thank you so much for coming out this morning and doing this. I think everybody in here is feeling like if they had a hangover, it's gone. After that.
Thank you. We came down here to play music, and today we're lucky enough to be playing four times, you know, so it's a good way to get started over the course of the day. I want to thank everybody, for real, for coming out this morning, for energizing the room, and for making this happy for us. You know.
Absolutely. It's a great way for us to start off our second and final day with you guys. So now, Martine, when you read about... First of all, here's the first thing I got to ask you guys. I guess we're just down to Anibalas now. It was, for a while, it was Anibalas Afrobeat Orchestra, and you decided to just go the streamlined route, I guess, was just Anibalas.
Well, going back to the original, the first name of the group was Conjunto Anibalas, and that was a tongue twister for the few people who don't speak Spanish these days. And so we dropped that, and then it was just Anibalas, and then no one knew that we were playing Afrobeat, so then we appended Afrobeat Orchestra. So it's just, you know, a constant evolution just to let people know where we're at.
And so as far as the Afrobeat word itself, I want to ask you about this. When you read about the origin of the group, there is one name that comes up a lot, and it's Fela Kuti and the great African musician and his group Africa 70. Is Fela and his music something that is applied by critics strictly from the outside, in as far as like listening to your music, or was that consciously a component of what you were doing from the beginning?
Well, it's a blueprint for the music, as far as the way that the horns relate to each other, that the all the guitars and the bass lines lock up. It's an approach to music. It's an architecture to music. And also, just like a music like gospel music that's infused with religion, and you can't really separate that. Mm. You can't really separate social criticism and struggle from Afrobeat. So in that sense, it's similar, but at the same time, we're all from a different context. You know, with the exception of Amayo, most of us spent all or the majority of our lives in the States, you know, and grew up on different music, too. Mm-hmm. So besides this, you know, there's everybody listens to many different things. So
that was Amayo who was singing there. Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
For a younger generation of listeners who might not be familiar with Fela Kuti, I'll leave it to you to describe who he was. I'm sure you can do it much better than me.
Fela was one of the original gangsters. You know, like he would really put anybody of the present day to shame. Anybody. You can't really compare anybody to him. And he was also a musical genius. In a way that very few people are still alive in this day and age. And he was really willing to put everything on the line for the music and the message. He was a very complex character, too. You know, not everything was perfect about him, but he was definitely a model in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think anybody, regardless of whether they're a musician or not, can look to him and his perseverance and his creativity for endless inspiration.
And it has had this enormous effect on music since. I mean, the entire aesthetic of music that he created. I mean, I think Afrobeat is being essentially what people meant when they said world music back in the 80s. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is that it Afrobeat itself is a hybrid of all these various things, but it's like world music. I remember when, you know, people were talking about, oh, the Talking Heads are doing world music, this kind of thing now. But I mean, it's like, it's almost like that's what they were listening to, that sort of, you know, Fela Kuti sort of thing. And you know, there's Brazilian stuff too and whatnot, but still. So I'm interested about the new record. It's called Security. And so you guys hooked up with what seems to me like an interesting choice of producers for this. John McIntyre from Tortoise. He also produced Stereolab. Tell me about how you guys came together.
Well, through Stuart Bogey, who's the guy directing the music on stage and was a huge compositional part of the last record, he sort of brought up the idea to the group that we work with a producer named John McIntyre, and through some Chicago connections where he's from, we got in touch with him, shared some of our music, and he was into the idea. So in September of 2005, we went there. We were there for 2 weeks tracking, and then a couple people stayed behind to help mix. And, you know, it took us a while to link up with Anti and really decide what we wanted to do with it, but, mm-hmm. you know, it finally happened.
Yeah, I was pretty blown away when I heard hip-hop beats on this CD. Was that something that, I mean, like, not acoustic drums exclusively, was there any hand-wringing over that? Was it like, oh, we're doing something different here, or was it just like, no, it's just natural?
Well, working with a producer definitely made it easier to take... to feel confident about taking different artistic risks, because you had someone outside of the band who's not necessarily linked to this purist tradition of Afrobeat saying, mm-hmm. no, I think that would sound cool, and I know just how to dial it in to make it sound right and not overdone, but really to complement the music rather than to be some sort of a gimmick or just use something new just for the hell of using something new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's cool. So something just a little lighter here. When you have a group that is this huge, does a tour become a logistical nightmare, like, say, you know, making sure everybody gets fed, you know, everybody has somewhere to sleep? Is that ever a problem, or is it all get covered?
It's, you know, we have it fairly streamlined, but there's constant improvisation, you know, because every, you know, one city, it might be a jazz festival, and they have five-star hotel rooms for us, and then the next 13 days are, you know, hotels, half the band is in the bus or the van, or, you know, half the people have to call friends up in different cities. So it really, it's all improvisation, but, you know, we're used to the drill. This mm-hmm. is 9 years into it, so.
Yeah. What's like the craziest tour story you can tell me off the top of your head, like traveling story or tour story?
FCC is listening, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
They
well,
always
I'll
are.
Share another one. I'll share another one. No, there was one time.
I want to know that story when we get off mic.
No, I just said that, yeah, you know. Yeah. The second or third tour we did of England, like 2 or 3 days before we got over there, some friends of ours who were helping us get around bought this tour bus, but it was just a passenger bus, and it had all these big windows all up and down the side, so thieves in many cities liked, you know, they could just see all the stuff that we had. And in addition, we had to stop every 50 miles and drop an egg in the radiator to patch up the hole in the water.
Drop an egg in the radiator?
Yeah, drop a raw egg. In the radiator, so it would cook and plug up the holes.
Oh.
So you pull on over to the side of
that's
the highway.
That's one of those, you know, British tricks, I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, but then the funny thing was then they would eat it after.
Oh,
no, just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
Wow. We're going to let everybody get back on stage.
Yeah, we have another tune
and do
for
one
you.
More tune here for us. And as everybody is coming back up, I know it's tight up there. We've got our little stage. And I'll just remind you again, we are here at Buffalo Billiards, downtown Austin, South by Southwest. Martine, thank you so much. I'll let you stand where you need to stand there, and everybody sort of get placed around. We're listening to Antti Balas, who are playing for us at Buffalo Billiards. Upstairs here at the Orbit Lounge, it's 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. And it's our second day of live broadcasts. And this is a heavenly place to be right now. You guys ready to go? All right. Antti Balas, live from South by Southwest. Thank you.
Thank you.
for CD, y'all. We'll make you so far dreamy, man. Like his pleasure, like his conversation. Listens to his deepest, but don't remember things. Only dream all day. Dream of people smiling. Dreaming life our way. So far with your foolish dreaming. Childish lust, for your lack of knowledge, oh, yeah. For your lack of proof, for your happiness. Ego know the news, rains down on the dreamy man. Say he no understand, unsubstantiated. Say he's all confused. Suffer for your righteous mind.
Suffer, suffer
for your intelligence.
Suffer, suffer
for your proud impatience. Around we go, the spirit, the body, around we go, inside the one ear, out the other, around, around. Thank you.
Ani Balas, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it. Martin and crew, everyone, thank you so much.